Welcome back to Office Hours. I'm David Meltzer, and we're lucky today because we're lucky to have Bucky here. And Bucky is the world's greatest transformational, internationally recognized, by the way, just not my opinion. He is a transformational facilitator, and the word facilitator is really important when I think of Bucky O'Neill, because one of the things that we share is the same frequency. And we have the same vibe. We just, it's amazing. From the day we met, we knew it. And it's probably past lives joining again. And we're reunited at the right time in this human experience. But the difference is that Bucky's specialty is in person. What he does in transforming and expanding people in person, live events, in these human experiences, is like none other, where I can utilize time in a different manner. And I do, most of what I do is not live, right? Email, phone calls, and social media is my primary facilitation of empowerment of what I want to share in the human experience. Bucky, one of the things a lot of people don't know about both of us is, as much as we help transform people's human experience, and it's the name of a show that we do together with your wife, Leah, as well, it requires great knowledge and practice of the spiritual experience. The infinite experience is what I call it. And what attracts me most to our partnership and friendship and journey together in this human experience is how we both relate to the infinite. And we explain it in a complementary manner, using different words, different modalities, and methodologies. One thing I'd like you to explain to us is that reconciliation, because you do such a great job of reconciling the acknowledgement that, hey, I'm here in the human experience, but there's something bigger than me that loves me, protects me, and promotes me in the infinite as well.
Yeah. You know, it was a long time coming, right? I think there was a lot of my life where it wasn't that way.
Me too. That's why we didn't know each other, because we would end up dead together.
For real.
That devil laugh.
The human experience would have been really short if Bucky and David got together when we were younger.
Still would have been fun, though.
It was awful.
A rich human experience is what leads you to a greater understanding of a spiritual experience, because you start to realize that no matter what it is that I do or how I show up, like, I'm never going to be, who I am is never going to be measured by the total sum of my life experience. And when you're in the work of human transformation or personal transformation or transforming your life and business, part of what becomes really apparent is that there's more to me than what it is that I can accomplish, what it is that I can achieve, how can I serve. Even from the more spiritual lens of fulfillment and service and contribution, there's more to me than just this work. And really, the journey of understanding spirituality starts with understanding that you are not your life experiences alone, but you are a makeup of what is your life experience in the context of a spiritual experience. And how do I start to move within my life experience from that spiritual context in a way that I'm not the lead, I'm not the driver, I'm not the one who's moving forward. Rather, there's an energy and there's an understanding and expression that's moving through my physical self in order to impact others and to serve people in a really deep way.
Wow.
Exactly.
Okay. Every time you speak, I just want to thank you for being you. You and your wife, Leah, are special humans that if anyone in the world had the ability to just be in your presence, they're lucky.
Thank you.
I mean, I sat next to you by accident. And there are no such things as that. And just being around the two of you makes me a different person.
Yeah.
You make me want to be a better person just being around you. So I have a question.
Yeah.
Now that I'm four generations and the fifth generation in my company, so my great-grandfather started the union in New York City in 1900. And then my grandfather became one of the biggest roofers in New York City. And then my father took over, and then I took over from him, but he still works with me.
Yeah.
And my nephew, who's now going to be the fifth generation, who's 24, is starting to work for me. Five generations of trauma, good and love, that we are best friends, but there's a lot of trauma there.
Sure.
And if I could go forward in that legacy and create and maybe fix some of the past trauma, and help my nephew to become the best version for the future of our family? Mm-hmm. What are certain things I can do with him and my father? The three of us are still under one roof working together. Sure. That I can really take that emotional, you know, ancestry mm-hmm. trauma and alter it and make it a better world.
Yeah. I think the thing about trauma, just kind of big picture to understand, is that it's experienced, but it's also inherited. And a lot of times we think about the service of others and we think about, hey, what can I do for them? What can I do in order to change this generational trauma with my father and my nephew? And really the greatest service that you can have, in the example that you shared with me, is what is it that I need to change within myself? And how do I change the pattern of whatever quote unquote trauma is and how it's expressed in my own life, in my own behavior, in my own interactions, so that that is no longer inherited, right? And every once in a while throughout, you know, the course of a family lineage, there comes a person who's there to shift the generational trajectory. And when you have that calling on your heart, that's what it's about. It's and the way to look at it is not to look at it like, okay, I'm going to do this for, but what is it that I need to shift within myself? And the second that you start to move that perspective, it becomes way more clear. Most people in the beginning, they have a resistance towards the inner work. And that's part of the reason why they look externally. But as soon as you start to look internally, then you can start to see and you start to get grounded with, well, what's really here for me and what needs to shift in me? And in the shifting of those things, the thing that you said to me earlier around influence, right? Everybody in the world has influence. The difference between you or me or anybody at this table is that there's been an emphasis on the work that you do and how you show up in the world. And therefore, the influence is more clear. It's more connected. It's more congruent. Does this make sense?
Absolutely.
So a big part of the question is, what can I do for myself? How can I look at what's going on within me? And how do I start to shift the patterns that are associated to that trauma that I've experienced?
Receive.
Break the chain.
That was amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you, Bucky.
Yeah.
What's up, man?
What's up, man?
You know, you may not know this because you just entered the room, but I'm now 0 for 5 for understanding anything that anyone's talked about that we've been talking about. I didn't understand anything you and David. Some of the beginning, the hello, how are you, I like you part. So,
it's good.
But it's great. This is like, this is why you do this, because
this guy can hook
I get
up.
A better education than anyone else for this. I would actually love to take this like to like the 101 level. So, sure. You know, right now I run a company that is fully remote. That's me and 10 other people.
Yeah.
I know that, you know, you facilitate many different, you know, retreats, organizations, events, et cetera. Mm-hmm. You know, what would you say to someone like me, you know, in terms of for our organization, for our company? And by the way, they're all people that are extremely close to me, that worked with me for years, that are part of this. But, you know, we're also new and trying to figure out how to, you know, how to work better, you know, remotely together and jive and create that.
Yeah, I think in this type of dynamic, when it comes to corporate performance or, you know, producing something at a greater scale or level, where you start is you start with clarity of the outcome. Mm-hmm. And that starts with a clear assessment of what's really going on. You know, traditionally, the stuff that we do is really about high levels of performance. It's about understanding that there's a new level of possibility, there's a new standard outside of the context of which I've experienced, right? And that's really the spiritual journey quantified in a workshop, right? It's like, how do I get an experience that is outside of my normal day-to-day so that I can understand that there's a whole range of possibility that I'm not accessing as a human being, as a person who's involved with a corporation or as a leader or whatever it is. And that is the basis of understanding that there's a new possibility outside of who you are. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So the way that we do that is we create experiences. We do firewalks, we do board breaks, we do meditations, we do yoga, we do retreats, we go to different places and we bring people to specific places that hold different frequency. You know, in a lot of, in like more personal development language, they call that like a pattern interruption. Mm. It's like, let me create a pattern interruption so that there's an opportunity for a new pattern or a new possibility to come in. What we've done with that model of a pattern interruption is that we've combined the pattern interruption with an access to what's available outside of the context of what that person knows or what that organization knows. And then from there, you can come to get to a space of, okay, well, now that we're in this new pace of possibility, how do we build a structure and a system and a standard that's around showing up in that new and then at that new place so that we can produce that level of result.
Awesome. Thanks, man.
Yeah, you got
it. I love that. Bucky, you and I, we speak the same language, and I love it. My team and I doing the coaching, the transformational leadership. One thing that I've noticed over the past few years, which I'm sure you have as well, is there's a lot of coaches, right, that are coming into the space, a lot of training that's coming to the space, and more each year this specific industry is growing. Sure. And sometimes there's an amazing transformational coach like yourself, facilitator like yourself, and other times you might have a coach or a trainer that just does not move the needle. In some cases, they'll do something opposite for that individual. Mm. So on a more practical, I would say academically, you know, way for some people that are watching, what do you think really makes a great coach?
Mm.
Good question.
Yeah, you know, coaching is, you know, a lot of people can be coaches, and the what makes someone a coach is a different perspective. Okay, I think when we're talking about results, mm-hmm. you know, we're talking about practitioners, we're talking about mentors, we're talking about how David would describe as teachers, people who have lived in the psychology of transformation, right? Transformation is not just about the outcome. It's not about being fit. It's not about producing more revenue. It's not about having a healthy relationship alone, right? But it's about understanding the internal process in order to close the gap with greater speed, right? So a mentor, what they can do is they say, hey, this is what I've done over the last 10 to 20 years, and I can help you do it in two. I can help you do it in 6 months because I don't only understand process, but I also understand the internal workings, mm-hmm. right? And I understand how to accelerate that process and accelerate that internal working or the level of being, right? Everyone talks about it's not about the destination, it's about who you become, right? Transformation is about the becoming. It's about the destination, but primarily the gap is in the becoming. Like there's so much that's always available to us. Like when we talk about our teams or we talk about our individual stories, we're always in this realm of possibility of so much is available to us. We just don't have access to it because it's not associated to our normal way or a consistent way of being, right? So yes, let's close the gap strategically, but also let's give the opportunity to close the gap in beingness that doesn't take 10 years, but you can do it in a couple months or a couple sessions or whatever it is. So just to answer your question, what makes a great coach? Right. Earlier, Dave was talking about the word facilitation. Right. And facilitation means to make easy. And on my bio, I wrote transformational facilitator. Yep. Right. So how do you make transformation easy? How do you make business facilitate? How do you make business easy? How do you make relationships easy? And there's set processes and set patterns in psychology that can close the gap with greater ease. So for me, if I was looking for a coach or a mentor, I'm always comparing results. And I'm also comparing feel and story. Like I need to know story because the story will leave clues of evidence of success.
Totally.
The last thing that I want to share about transformation is that transformation is also not what we expect, right? So a lot of times people sign up and say, hey, I want transformation, right?
Butterfly.
But yeah, they think that transformation is going to look like A, B, C, D, E, F, G, right? And transformation doesn't always move so linearly. And sometimes the gap is in the expectation of the transformation, not in the transformation itself. So yes, vet great coaches, vet great mentors, look at their story, look at their result, get a feel and a texture for who they are because being is a big part of it. But also surrender the idea and the control of what you believe transformation is because transformation is a very organic process that for most of us, if we're looking for a transformation in some area of our life or in all areas of our life, it's going to be outside of the realm of what we know.
Yeah.
So when it comes up and it goes into the realm of, oh, this is not what I expected, good. It shouldn't be what you expect. Because if you knew what to expect, then you would have created it already. Yeah, totally. And in fact, that newness and that differentness is a really important part of it.
Well, what if it could be better than you ever imagined?
It always is.
It is.
It always is. But there's this relationship of moving through the attachment. Really, transformation is about letting go of the identity of who you think you are.
And that's
in relationship, in my health, in my work. And it's the attachment to that identity that makes it hard. That's what makes it hard because as much as we say we don't want to be a certain way, there's a persona and an identity and a way of being a normalcy that we've attached to it. So when we come to transformation, it's really about that letting go that something new can emerge. And again, that's the human experience versus the spiritual experience quantified in a term like transformation, but it is a life practice.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And the idea of facilitation, obviously the root facile means easy. And when you talk about these differentiators, I think that frustrates companies and businesses and people like you is that
100%.
A great facilitator makes things easy, because the most frustrating thing, whether you consider yourself a mentor, which I define as someone that's already where you want to be or better. Mm-hmm. So there's one frustration or difficulty or disease is that there's a whole bunch of 19-year-old life coaches.
Totally.
Or
like
the irony.
I'll coach coaches that are financial coaches, and I will fire them immediately when I find out they're broke.
Right.
Yeah, right. They 100%. Can't afford $500 to do this. Yeah. I'm like, then why are you mentoring on financial success? You don't know what that's like. You don't know the directions. You haven't paid the dummy tax. Then you have teachers that is a different skill set. You actually have to explain to someone until they know it and can practice it. It's the teacher's guide. You got to be a good teacher. And then a coach to me, in facilitation, you need to be all three, is bringing the best out of someone, because in order for it to be easy, someone's has to be willing to do the work.
Yes.
Because when you do the work, it actually becomes easy. And one of the greatest frustrations that Bucky and I have in working with people is we quickly find out in facilitation, whether it's live or virtually like I do it, hey, this is never going to happen, because I can't make it easy enough for them to do the work. Their purpose isn't greater than the pain they're going to have to endure to try something new or to make sure that it's better than they anticipate.
Perceived pain.
Perceived pain.
Perceived pain.
And it's always pain. There. Right. Of course, we're participating in
then
that.
Then you
perception.
Give in to the fear instead of
but
living.
And it's,
the
for
truth.
Me, the frustration of, man, I want this more than you want it for yourself. So I can't do this for you or facilitate this for you anymore, because it's not easy for me or you. But there is someone I know who is great at it. And that's my friend, the great transformational facilitator. And I wish Leah could be here as well, because they're the dynamic duo, as Penny had mentioned. Yeah. You feel differently the minute you sit down on coincidence at the same table with them, as you are attracted to an empty seat that other people have been in a busy room. I watched this happen in New York. Packed, they're adding tables because there's no seats. But somehow... people are walking by this seat because they know energetically it's not going to be a fit.
And I just sat there down. I Penny, don't know anyone.
Doesn't know anyone. Sits down exactly with me, Leah. And
I was like, I don't belong here. They're like, nope, you belong
it's
here.
It's like that.
It is like that. That's facilitation.
And that's me waking up.
And that's no accident why my friend Josh Luber's here as well. Bucky O'Neill, needless to say, thank you for the way that you show up. Mm. Some people I thank for showing up. I thank you for the way that you show up here on Office Hours.